We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Thunder, lightning, high wind, and hail, all part of thunderstorms that rolled across south-central Kansas Wednesday afternoon. Rainfall amounts were spotty, just 0.07 of an inch near Eisenhower Airport on the west side of Wichita, and at Jabara Airport on the east side, more than 1.3 inches. Small hail, street flooding reported in Wichita, parts of Wichita, some tree damage at Andover, tree limbs down, windows blown out at Eureka, where school classes have been canceled for today. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day, sunshine this afternoon will likely be in the low 80s by around lunchtime, 88 for the high with a light northwest wind. We may see a few thunderstorms drift in from the northwest overnight and towards morning, our low 70, Friday's high 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. A pair of accidents has injured as many as 6 people. One critically.
Officials said the injuries took place in separate but related accidents in South Wichita. They happened around 9:15 Wednesday night on MacArthur between Meridian and West Street. Police said that in the first accident, two vehicles were involved in a head-on collision. The second accident involved a vehicle striking a pedestrian. One person was transported to a hospital with critical injuries. Four people were reported to have suffered serious injuries, and one person was said to have minor injuries. Both accidents remain under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A large gathering last night on the University of Virginia campus in Charlottesville. ABC's Emily Rao reports.
But still, like dust, I'll rise.
Less than a week after chaos and hate filled the streets of Charlottesville, hundreds gathered once again, but this time in the name of peace.
We're here to take back the lawn from this student generation.
The candlelight vigil after an emotional memorial for Heather Heyer, the 32-year-old woman killed in that horrific car attack.
President Trump has threatened to undermine Obamacare, but it looks like he's giving it some breathing room.
Despite the president's repeated threats to starve the Affordable Care Act of the funds it needs,
just let Obamacare fail.
The White House spokesman says those crucial cost-sharing reduction payments to insurers will be made this month. That should calm nervous insurance companies, but just for a few weeks when more payments are due when their 2018 budget estimates are expected. On Tuesday, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that cutting the subsidy payments would make the average premiums rise. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Wichita Area Technical College and Goodwill Industries of Kansas have developed a mobile learning lab. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Dave Unruh says the mobile lab is a 34-foot long trailer that will travel across the state, introducing students to high-demand career paths that they may not be aware of or considered an option for further study.
Allow grade school folks to see what it's like to be a welder or, if you can believe it, be a heart surgeon. They have a 3D, I don't know all the technical words, but you can, I took a heart there and cut it half in two and messed around with the valves and put it back, and, you know, all you got to do is put on his little glasses and hold his little pen, and you can really learn a lot.
The goal is to stimulate more Kansans into career pathways such as aviation, advanced manufacturing, and health sciences.
A potential payout for those who got calls offering free cruises. It's because of a proposed class action settlement in a lawsuit alleging Resort Marketing Group broke the law when it robocalled consumers offering cruises on Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis with more.
Anyone getting those calls from 2009 to 2014 may now be eligible for up to $900 for up to 3 phone lines. People can check on the settlement website to see if they received a call by punching in their phone numbers. They have until November 3rd to make a claim.
KNSS News Time now, 7:36. Make it 7:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. A little bit more pleasant this morning than it has been, Ted. It's not as much
humidity out there and not as high temperatures. Kind of cool out there. Kind of nice.
I'm sure the high school athletes appreciate that.
Yeah, they've been going through practices, some of them two-a-day practices right now. Again, today is August 17th, 2017. It was on this date in 1969, the three-day Woodstock Music and Art Fair concluded in upstate New York. One of the day's memorable moments was Pete Townsend of the Who knocking Yippie Andy Hoffman off the stage during the performance of Tommy. I think it was an accident. I'm not sure. But again, I was just thinking today about what was I doing that summer of 1969? I was working, going to school. I had just bought a brand new Mustang, my first brand new car.
Not that.
And I thought, you know, maybe I should drive this back to New York State. But I didn't have the time to do it, and I really didn't. You know, it's one of those, oh, okay, no.
What color was that Mustang?
The color is called Acapulco Blue.
Hey,
it
now.
Was very common little car. Man. It's a little 289 with three-speed on the floor. And I liked it.
That's
great
sweet.
Car.
That's a sweet ride, man.
I drove that until my son Scott was probably 5 or 6 years old, maybe older than that. I think both of my kids were born before I got rid of that car.
Should have kept that car.
Yeah, I should have. It was a neat car. Yeah, my wife loved it. She is one of these people who, she likes the manual transmission.
Yeah.
She likes to run through the gears, and there are not many people,
that's
first of all, who know how to do it.
Fewer people, yeah.
And she, that's the kind of car she likes. Maybe it's the reason she has such bad knees now. Too much clutching there.
So Woodstock, the three-day Woodstock came to an end because the pot ran out.
Pot ran out. They ran out of
Everybody's got to go home.
They couldn't get anybody to come on stage anymore. Come on, go home. Go home. Cat rustling seems to be on the rise in Britain. Oh. A new study says the number of cats stolen there jumped by 40% in 2 years. Direct Line Pet Insurance conducted research which showed 261 cats were reported stolen in 2016, up from 181 in 2014. The highest number of thefts took place in Greater London, where 48 were recorded, followed by Kent and West Yorkshire, which had 26 and 24 thefts respectively. The data show that less than a fifth of the pilfered felines were recovered. And, of course, this raises at least a couple of questions for me, for you, Ted Woodward. As a cat person, do you have insurance on your cats?
That would be no.
Just in case they get stolen, and anything can happen. One of your cats get... You're
something,
down to water.
Something catastrophic would have to happen for a cat not to show up for dinner.
Catastrophic. You have one or two left?
I have one kitty.
Just one left,
now,
huh?
Yeah.
All right. Continuing, the other question...
No, I do not have insurance.
The other question I had, every day you go down to the police department and they have their InterWatch briefing.
Yes.
How many times have you seen on the blotter sheet there a report of a stolen cat?
I don't know that I've ever seen that in many, many years of looking every day. They give them away free at the pound. You know, you don't have to steal them from people who own them.
You're telling me cat rustling?
I'm not sure what's going on over in Great Britain.
Yeah, cat rustling is not something we're going to see on Crime Stoppers.
Probably
not. Okay. We don't want to make fun of you cat lovers out there, because Lord knows Ted's a cat lover, and I've had cats before. But
now I've seen stolen dogs on the police sheets.
Yeah.
Usually people that raise them for purebred type
right.
stuff. In fact, there was one summer in Wichita where we had kind of a crime ring going around where people were stealing purebred dogs
from
many locations. I think they finally caught those guys.
All right. New Hampshire's governor wants to strengthen that state's animal cruelty laws after more than 80 neglected Great Danes were removed from a mansion.
80?
Christina Fay was charged in June with two counts of animal cruelty following the discovery of 84 dogs total in her Wolfboro, New Hampshire home.
What?
Police and animal welfare workers said animal feces was found throughout the mansion, and Humane Society veterinarians said many of the animals had eye problems, skin conditions, viral infections.
God.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu will join Humane Society officials and some of the dogs at the Wolfboro Police Department today to announce his support for strengthening the state's animal cruelty laws. This is, again, in New Hampshire.
What is wrong with people?
Meanwhile, this is Christina, not Tina Fey, right? This is not the famous one. Her trial is scheduled to begin in October. She has pleaded not guilty. Now, we're talking about feces throughout the house. These are Great Danes.
Massive animals.
80 of them.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That had to be, that's bad.
That had to be absolutely.
That's nasty.
Nasty. Several hundred Pacific walruses have.
There's another large creature right there.
They have come ashore to a barrier island on Alaska's northwest coast. Officials say this is the earliest appearance of the animal. They link the phenomenon to climate warming and diminished Arctic Ocean sea ice. So something to think about there. 7:42 now with Steve and Ted. And, you know what time it is?
What time is
Guess what time it is. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Now, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. It's what I'm drinking right now.
It sure is.
Look and at you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Ted and Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
All right, 7:42, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Some layoffs at a local company. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.